time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep.
Hello and welcome to the Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. And boy, howdy, let me tell you, we are going to get into it tonight. But before we go too far here, let me first mention that our show is brought to you by two wonderful sponsors, starlights.com, that's starlights.com, where you can find all kinds of new age wonderful things like books and CDs and DVDs and incense burners and candles and candle lights and jewelry and I don't know, all kinds of stuff. So check that out. If you're anything like me, you go, ooh, pretty, must have. And then you go, oh, this is just so nice. And then also the other sponsor is alternativecancer.us. And that website, they have over 1,000 pages of how to deal with cancer, both to prevent it and how to deal with it once you've got it or someone that you know and love has got it. Now, I would like to mention that they have a test kit there that will help you to determine what method is going to work best so you don't waste a lot of time and money running around trying things that won't work. However, it's an applied kinesiology test kit, so you need two people to do it. So if you're not familiar with applied kinesiology, that's muscle testing. And if you're an experienced muscle tester, then you can test yourself as long as you're, you know, a good monitor for yourself. Otherwise, you're going to need two people to do it, okay? But it's a fabulous test kit. It can really save a lot of time and money for you. And like I said, there's a lot of information there. The people there have been dealing with people with cancer. They've cured themselves and other people. And all with natural means. So no conventional stuff. Now, some people may want to go conventional, may not, may want to do a combination. But, you know, this test kit can help you to determine that. And, you know, reading about these various things can give you a hint as to which way you might want to go. Okay, so tonight, what I thought we should talk about is energy shifts. Because no doubt if you're on some of these new age newsletters, you know, what you're getting is all this stuff about, oh, it's so wonderful. We're moving into the fifth dimension and everything is light and love. And I'm here to say bull pucky. Okay. And the reason is because, yes, we are moving up. But the fifth dimension is still a low dimension. It's higher than where we are in the third dimension. But it's basically astral dimension type stuff. So same as here. A little bit higher, but you still have the same things to deal with. When you're in the fifth dimension, you're still likely to think that, you know, you have to have a house and you have to have a job and stuff like that. It's just going to be a little lighter than this. I mean, pretty much, you know, we're in one of the stages of hell here. And it can be paradise. But, you know, I'd say about now for most people, it's pretty much, you know, looking like, you know, the second dimension of hell or something. So there's a lot of stuff going on. Now, there's a lot of reasons for that. First of all, it's supposed to happen this way. And as I keep telling people when they are lamenting to me over the phone or in person, you know, God said there would be days like this. And so whether you believe in the biblical God or whether you believe in the God of light and love or whether you think they're the same thing or whether you think there isn't anything, doesn't matter, okay? You go with whatever feels right to you, because whatever feels right is what's right for you in the moment. And, you know, none of us has the right to change anybody else's opinion of that. If you ask, sure, you know, we can tell you what our own experience is, but all we're doing is we're going on our own experience or our own faith. So I see a lot of people that are really concerned, oh no, I have to go join this religion or that. I'm going to tell you something. No religion is 100% right, okay? So don't fret. What you do is go with what's in your heart. And the heart is your connection to the all that is, the one, the prime creator, the first mystery, the great mystery, whatever you want to call it. As I've said many times, God does not care what you call it. It only cares that you call it. And it is both male and female. It is not humanoid. So it can be if it wants to be. But really, it's too incredible. We don't have the words to describe what it is. And there's all these various sons and daughters of God all the way down. You know, this creation's been going on for a long time. And so what seems to us truly miraculous and amazing would seem like, you know, nothing to somebody in a higher dimension. So if you've had the privilege of visiting some of these higher dimensions, you're probably sitting there nodding your heads and going, yep, I know what she's talking about. If this is all you've ever seen, then you have no clue. So all I can say is open your heart, open your mind. Be present, okay? Be in the here and now with your heart connected, and you will see some things that will just astound you. Now, one of the things that I want to talk about tonight is the changes that are being caused by these energy shifts. And yes, we're being beamed from the middle of the galaxy, and it's some cosmic energies that we're not used to. So we're coming into what we call the Age of Enlightenment. So if you're familiar with Zachariah Sitchin's work, you know, we're now on that part of this big elliptical that we make through time, that we're now coming out of the Dark Ages and into the Enlightenment Age. And, you know, coming towards that promised 1,000 years of, you know, golden life. So we're just at the beginning stages of that. And, yeah, there's going to be a lot of upheavals, maybe physical, maybe mental, emotional, spiritual for sure. So there's a lot of stuff going on. Then, of course, you've got all the things, you know, about Doomsday and, you know, Nibiru, Planet X, and you know, the fact that we're not actually in the Milky Way galaxy, that we're in an other galaxy that's like, crashing through the Milky Way, or it's crashing through us like a big X or like a buzzsaw. And at some point it's going to be all over. And, you know, at that point we won't be worrying about anything. Okay. But if you choose to sit around and worry about all this stuff, it can make you crazy. So the way that you have to deal with all this stuff, with this amazing amount of energy that's coming in, and this amazing amount of information that's suddenly all over the place, it becomes overwhelming if you can't find your center. So you need to find your center. You need to balance. And you need to get to that still point where you can go, okay, I'm okay. I am in this body, sitting in this chair, you know, in my room, in my car, whatever, wherever you're at. You can say, I'm fine. My little world is fine. Nobody is bothering me right now in my little world. Okay? That's your now moment. Now, that doesn't mean that nothing's ever going to happen to you, but it could mean the difference between life and death for you if you can develop this, if you can be in the now. Because when you're in the now, you're actually participating in your life. Most of us are not in the now, myself included. You know, we're always either thinking about the future or we are dredging up some memory from the past. So we're not actually here. So being in the now is quite tricky. The times when we're in the now are when we're enjoying things. So like when we're making love, we're usually in the now. Not always, but, you know, usually. When we are playing a game, you know, we're in the now. You know, even something simple as checkers or backgammon or something like that, we're in the now. If we are taking a walk and just enjoying everything around us, we're in the now. If we're taking that walk and we're worrying about how we're going to pay the bills, guess what? We're not in the now. You know, we're in the uh-oh, what if? So we're looking into the future and basing it upon past experiences. So one of the big tricks is to try to spend more of your moments in the now. Now, that's hard to do, especially when you meet new people, because they want to know all about you. We are social beings. We want to share. And so you start telling people your story. And Lord knows I got plenty of stories. You know, the problem is when I start telling that story, I'm caught between two things. One is I want to share. I want the person to feel comfortable and to understand they're not alone in the travails that happen in this life. But on the other hand, I really don't want to talk about it. I don't want to think about it. I don't want to be there. I want to be here now. And I want to be in the state of joy. And I've talked about that before. And, you know, making that choice to be in the now. Stop worrying about all this stuff that's around you, especially with these energies. Now, everybody I've talked to lately has said, oh my God, these last 2 days were absolutely horrendous. And if you're listening to this on the archives, that would be June 20th. So about the 18th through the 20th so far, and hopefully not for the next couple of days, but I don't know. But it's been really, really difficult. The energy that has been upon the planet has been one of uprooting everything in your life. And I have had phone calls from all over the place over the last couple of days where I can hardly get off the phone. And emergencies to deal with, people imploding all over the place. It's just unbelievable. And I've been going, you know, okay, guess what? You chose that. Yeah, you got a difficult thing that you're going through. But keep in mind that this is your thing to go through for whatever reason. And if you can't pull yourself back from the edge and get yourself to that point of where you can center, it's going to make you spin off. So it's vitally important that you ground yourself. And I was reminded of this last week myself. And it's important that you stay connected with Mother Earth as well as with the Creator. Now, I don't know how many of you listen to the other big talk show radio that's on late night, but I happened to call in and talk to an animal communicator, and I'm going to have her on the show in July. And I called in and I said, you know what? I really need some help with my cat. My cat is driving me crazy. She's going off like a snooze alarm. And they said, what do you mean? I said, well, she's laying there on my chest. I'm trying to sleep, trying to take a nap. And every couple of seconds, it's murr. And then I start to doze off again, murr. And every once in a while, she'd jump up and she'd look at me like, what is wrong with you? Are you crazy? And then she'd look around me. And I thought, oh my God, what is wrong with this cat? So I finally was at my wit's end, and I called in, and the animal communicator said, it's really about you. And I was like, well, of course it's about me. It's all about me. It's all me, 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 me. And all of us are like that. It is about us. It's our world, okay? Everything we see around us, we actually do create on some level. We may not have control over it right now, but we create it, and we're in this kind of collective dream or nightmare, depending on which way you look at it. And so this woman said, you know what? She's trying to remind you that you need to ground yourself. Because she said, you're jumping out of your body and you're not here. I said, oh, yeah, I flip out of my body all the time. I go into these other dimensions. And she said, well, you'd rather be there. And I'm thinking, not really, because I'm working when I'm there. You know, it's actually a vacation to come back to my body. And so she said, well, you just, you know, do your grounding. I said, man, you know what? I forgot to do that. I used to do it before I went to sleep all the time. And I haven't done it lately. And I can't remember when I stopped doing that. I thought, oh my God. Yeah, we do need to ground and connect. So this was very valuable for me because she reminded me that when you ground and connect, you're grounded into Mother Earth and you're connected with Spirit, you know, with God. And I have a great grounding thing that I do. So if you want an MP3 copy of that, just email me. And I will happily send you the grounding. It's a WAVE file. And it's quite simple. And you get used to it. And the more you do it, the quicker you can do it to where you can just think about it and it'll flash and it works very quickly. It takes a few minutes, you know, when you're first learning it. But it's extremely powerful. And Spirit actually gave that to me a long time ago. So I thought, okay, well, let me test this out. So the woman had said, well, you need to let the cat see that you're doing this. And I said, okay. Well, that night I went to bed and I did my grounding, and she doesn't sleep with me. It's just when I'm trying to take a nap in the living room is when I have the snooze alarm going off. So I thought, okay, I did it before I went to bed. And I slept really well that night. But one thing that happened that I thought was fascinating was I was undergoing an exorcism in the astral plane. And so because I quite frequently do lucid dreaming and, you know, like I said, I'm popping through different dimensions, I went, wow, I had no idea that we had to do exorcisms in these other dimensions. I've never heard anybody mention that. But it makes sense. And I started thinking about the ageless wisdom teachings and about how they talk about when you die to this world, you have a body that's an astral body in the astral world. And when you die to that world, hopefully you have enough spiritual juice that it will instantaneously combust so nobody can grab it and start playing the tapes and make people in the third dimension think they're talking to their dead loved ones. And so I thought about that and went, okay, that makes sense. And so then the next day I went ahead and I grounded and let the cat see me do it. And then I laid down and again, I had the snooze alarm going off. I said, oh no, not again. But this time I noticed instead of looking at me like I was insane, the cat was looking around me, around my head, at something that was moving fast from about each elbow and across the top of my head. And she wouldn't let it come near me, whatever it was. So I thought, okay, that's interesting. So I thought, well, all right, we'll see what happens that night. So I go to bed that night, and I do my grounding. And again, I sleep really well, and I come aware in my astral trip and realize I'm going through another exorcism. And this is not, you know, the whole cross and the, you know, screaming and hollering and all that. No, it was different. But it was basically getting stuff out of me that wasn't mine. And with this one, I had stuff just coming out of the pores, and my clothes became filthy, and I had to go get showered and get new clothes. And I was really surprised by everything that was going on. But it was very gentle and very, very matter-of-fact and very like, okay, let's get rid of this stuff. And I went, okay, fine. And so I got up in the morning and I went, huh, that was a second exorcism up in the fifth dimension there. Now that's very interesting. And so then I came out and I sat down and was at the computer and I thought, you know, what is it that I really want to do? And I went, oh, you know what? I really want to take care of myself. And so I started this program of really working on myself, you know, doing protein shakes and, you know, healthy organic food, which I've been doing anyway. But I added the protein shakes and the different super greens and things like that. And I thought, I don't know how I got out of that habit. I used to do that all the time. And so as a result, I'm feeling better. So I thought, okay, that's pretty interesting. So the next time I laid down for a nap, I forgot about doing the grounding until I laid down. I had the cat on me, and I thought, okay, I'm not getting up, but I'm going to do the grounding from here. So there I was laying on the couch, cat on the chest, my arms around the cat, and I started doing the grounding. And she started to purr, and she purred through the whole thing. And I thought, okay, going in the right direction, because cats are pretty perceptive little beings. And so we did the grounding, and everything was fine, and something was around, and she just kind of looked at it like, I don't think so. And then I could tell that everything was fine when she walked off of me and laid down next to me. And I thought, okay, that's interesting. That worked well. Well, the next day, the energy started ramping up, and something has been around. And what this animal communicator had told me is if you don't ground before you go to sleep, something can pop into you while you're away. And the cat is upset because something is in you that shouldn't be there, and she knows it. And I said, huh, isn't that interesting? So I just kind of, you know, held that in the back of my mind and went, Well, I got to tell you, the last two nights I woke up at 2:00 in the morning and saw a black blob up by the ceiling with six red eyes. And I didn't see any legs, but I'm guessing it was one of those big, you know, astral spider type things, which actually is one of the manifestations of the djinn. And I just kind of went, oh, no, get out now. Go. And it left. And I thought, that's what my cat is seeing. That's like scuttling around over my head. No wonder she's freaking out. And so I thought, you know, it's bad enough that we're dealing with all these energies that we're not ready for. that our bodies are just kind of going crazy with and going, oh man, you know, this is like more energy than I can handle. But now the veil is getting thinner between the dimensions, and so we have these things bleeding over. Now, the late Stuart Wilde used to talk about what he called ghouls and how they're on the edge of the atmosphere of the planet, and they won't let us get past and everything. Well, the ghouls could also be these djinn, shadow people, you know, whatever you want to call them. They have a lot of names because they can shapeshift. And they're intent on destroying us, basically. They are jealous. They don't like us. You could call them the Nephilim or the fallen angels. And we're going to talk with Rosemary Ellen Guiley about that when she's on the show, which will probably be July or August. Very, very interesting stuff, though. And so, you know what I've noticed is my energy is much better since I've been doing that. Now, I've been dealing with this stuff, folks, for at least 40 years of knowing how to protect myself and grounding myself and everything else. So if something can get into me when I'm sleeping, what's getting into you? What is wreaking havoc in your life? Because that's what these things do. It's not a full possession. It's not a possession by an evil spirit. It's actually an interdimensional being who can't live in a body, in their own body, in this dimension yet. This could have something to do with the black-eyed children that people are seeing that are truly terrifying, you know, hybrids and stuff. I don't know. We'll explore that a little bit more as the year goes on. But I started thinking about all this stuff and going, wow, I'm watching people kind of implode all around me. People are having weird emergencies. They are freaking out. They don't know how to deal with what's coming down. They can't put a finger on it. They don't know which direction it's coming from. And a lot of people have said that they feel like, you know, they're waiting for the other shoe to fall. Could be a natural disaster. Could be something else. Who knows? But if you want to be able to ride through this and survive and not go crazy, then I'm suggesting that it's a really good thing to get centered and get grounded. And I can tell you that the difference in myself over the last week has been tremendous. You know, it's like I got my brain back. And I feel like I have more energy. I'm feeling better within myself. And all it took was to do some grounding. So it's a simple little procedure. You ground and connect. And you need to stay in your body when you're sleeping. As this animal communicator reminded me, she said, you're not getting any restorative sleep. She said, you know, you have to be in your body for that to happen. Because you got to connect and bring in that, you know, the healing energy from the creator. And I was like, oh, actually, I hadn't thought about that for a long time. Duh. So, you know, we all kind of need to do that. And, you know, I can remember my teacher years ago saying Jesus Christ himself had to go into the desert periodically for 40 days and 40 nights to recharge his batteries. What makes you think that you don't need to do that? And I said, I don't know. I hadn't really thought about it. So this is my gentle reminder to you to ground and connect before you go to sleep. And that includes naps. Anytime, or anytime that you're feeling kind of, you know, out of sorts. I can tell you that the energies where I live have been pretty damn intense these last couple of days. And I'm used to dealing with really high, crazy energies. Mainly because I've been doing all this work with the vortexes, you know, for a long time, both the quantum physics kind and the, you know, man-created, as well as the natural vortexes. And so I'm kind of used to this energy, but it's knocking a lot of people off of their centers now. We've got more people than ever that are channeling, and that's not always a good thing. Because you can be fooled really easily. And, of course, everybody thinks that they are the one true channel. And, you know, we've got people that channel dozens of supposed higher entities, and I just kind of roll my eyes and go, oh, Lord. They don't know what they're getting into. It's not as easy as you think. You know, you can't trust everything that comes through like that. Got to be very, very careful. So I've seen a lot of weird stuff going on. And if you have seen more things with your physical eyes than normal, like if you're sitting there and you swear somebody just walked across your room, 9 times out of 10, the likelihood is you are not going crazy. You are seeing more because the veils are thinning. And if you've listened to me before, you know I've talked about how we're only about a tenth of a hertz off in several directions from other dimensions. And Stuart Wilde used to talk about that too. And he used to talk about a thing called the Aluna world, which, if I remember correctly, was like at about a 90-degree angle, I think, and slightly to the left. And I'm not sure if what he was talking about was anything that I've seen, but there's all these different dimensions around us. We're all occupying the same space. And so by tuning the channel, it's like having a television, you know, with an unlimited amount of channels. That's kind of what we're in. We're like in the giant TV in creation. And so you tune the channel, and there's some bleed over. Now, if any of you are old, like me, then you probably remember that we used to have to tune the TV to get the channel. We didn't have these little automatic things. And when somebody finally figured out to put a clicker on there, you know, where you could just, you know, go chunk, chunk, chunk from one channel to the next, we were all thrilled. And then it was even better when the remote came out. And now nobody thinks about all this bleed over stuff. But it used to be very common. And so you could go between the channels and you would pick up some weird stuff because it was bleeding over. And that's what's happening now. So you're getting hit with all these energies. The Earth is changing and coming up in vibration. And so she's hitting us with all these energies. Our bodies are changing into, I don't know what, hopefully light bodies. But then we've got Monsanto and the evil likes of those kinds of beings that are trying to change our genetics to be part of the Nephilim, basically. And that's what the GMO stuff is apparently all about. Now, I don't know that for sure. I've heard that from people who have investigated this. So I'm going, wow, this is truly, truly the evil plan coming to fruition. That's why it feels like everything's hitting us all at once, because it's a plan. It's been coming together for millennia, and now it's all coming at us at once because, you know, the web is being spun more, or the trap is, you know, closing in. This was all part of the plan. So don't despair, though. What you do is center yourself, because we can refuse to be a part of all this stuff. We can choose to shine our light. And when we do that, no matter how much money these people have, they can't force us to be other than what we are, which is beings of light and love. So it's a choice thing, okay? But how are you going to make that choice consciously if you're not centered and balanced? So if you're letting these energies just knock you all over the place and you're confused, you better find out how to get unconfused fast. Sometimes it's physical. I've been dealing with people with real physical problems the last couple of months. And I mean severe physical problems where they've been to other doctors and nobody's been able to help them. The only way I can help them is I have to say, okay, here's the physical stuff, but it was brought on by this, with a little bit of this thrown in and some of that. So you have to look at yourself from all angles, mental, emotional, physical, spiritual. If you don't include all of those and you've got a lot of problems going on, you're not going to be able to fix it. This is why doctors are having a hard time taking care of people. Because they're not realizing, for the most part, that there's all these other things they have to deal with at the same time. So the way to do that is to be centered. I have to center myself every time I'm working with a patient, because I have no idea what they're going to present me with. All I know is they've got some pretty severe problems nobody else has been able to figure out. So I just kind of have to put on my thinking cap and, you know, tune in my channels and go, okay, what could this be? And sometimes I'll see strange things. You know, I had a friend one day that said, oh my God, I did this magnetic treatment and I knew I shouldn't have done it, but I did this thing. It was some kind of electromagnetic Tesla thing. And she said, I feel like I'm going to die. And, you know, what do you think's going on? And I looked at her, and all of a sudden I saw a shadow being that was about elbow height that was sucking the energy right out of her elbow. Now, that surprised the heck out of me. I didn't expect to see that. And I was like, wow, okay, let's flick that thing out of here. So we did that, and she immediately got her life back. So this is the kind of stuff I'm talking about. There's weird stuff going on out there, okay? Now, psychics can tell you it's going on because they see it all the time. Other people might feel it. You know, go with what you've got. Or you might, you know, hear that still small voice within. If you're in really good connection, you'll just know. You'll have that knowing inside of you. Not that you're hearing voices, but, you know, but you'll have the knowing of what's going on. So go with that. Trust your intuition. So that's how you're going to get through this, okay? Because these waves are not going to get easier. They're going to get harder. So this is not something you can avoid by sticking your head under the covers and pretending it's not there. You know, we're facing some pretty intense times coming up. And as people of the light, we have got to help each other. And, you know, there's some pretty scary stuff out there. So you've got to remain balanced. So it can run the gamut from people just acting crazy and you go, oh my God, what are these people thinking? To people going, oh, it's all beautiful. Oh, everything's wonderful. Now it's paradise, and you're going, paradise? Where's the Kool-Aid you're drinking? You know, maybe I want some of that. But the thing is, you can't drink the Kool-Aid, you know? You got to work with what you got in your own life. And, you know, some people get the paradise Kool-Aid, and, you know, they kind of ignore everything else. Or maybe their lives are wonderful. But, you know, that's because they worked up to that point. So you can't ignore things. You have to face them head on. And, you know, the whole country's going through that right now. All you have to do is listen to the news, not the normal news. Listen to the, you know, the real news, if you can get it. Usually the rest of the world knows what's going on here in the United States better than we do, because the media is all full of propaganda. You know, those people wouldn't tell you anything straight for any reason, because their paychecks depend on them not telling you what's really going on. But, you know, there are ways to find things out. And when you really find out, first of all, that you have no privacy and haven't had any for a long time. But, you know, and this is Orwell's 1984, but you can do something about it, and you need to do something about it. You can't sit back and go, oh, well, I guess that's it. I've lost my privacy. Oh, hell no. It's time to hang your head out the window and go, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. You know, it's time to, you know, stop writing those checks to places that support this kind of stuff. And just refuse to be part of the game. But how are you going to do that if you're not centered? If you don't know where to draw the line? I mean, there are people going crazy on airplanes and everything else. You know, let's avoid that, okay? let's just take care of ourselves. Let's have a little bit of, you know, compassion for self. And see what we can do. And maybe we'll all get through this relatively unscathed. We'll see, but in the meantime, yep, it's been rough. So if you want to call in and talk about anything that's been going on in your life, or you're wondering, is it you or is it the energies, maybe I can help, you know? Go ahead and call in, and, you know, we'll see what's what's going on, because, boy, it is rough. So you can call the toll-free number for U.S. and Canada, which is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. And the Skype line is BBS Radio. And, you know, just don't worry about other lines, because they have several lines. They'll just roll over from one to the other if you want to call in and talk about what's going on in your life, whether you want to complain in dazed confusion or share something miraculous that happened to you. You know, feel free, because these are the times when we need to share with each other, when we need to understand that we're not alone out there. And, you know, as one who has been a door kicker for a long time and, you know, kicking the doors down, taking names, it was pretty lonely out there for a long time. But you know what? We're coming together now. more of the light workers are waking up every moment. And we're coming together, and we've just got to realize that, you know, we're not in isolation anymore. We're here to help each other in whatever way that we can, and also to stand in our own essence, you know, stand up for yourself. And I can tell you that, you know, that's been one of my challenges, because I tend to be pretty easygoing. And, you know, people just run all over me because, you know, they just assume that whatever they want to do is fine. And lately I've been going, wait a minute. This is not balanced. You know, if you want to do something for somebody else, that's fine. That's your business. Don't involve me in it unless I volunteer. Don't assume that I am automatically going to put myself at your disposal to help someone else because you want to get something good from that. You know, I'm like, no, no more of that crap. Okay. I don't want those strings. That's the old stuff, okay? You can't do the old stuff anymore. It's not real. And it's all falling apart. I mean, all of Congress is set up that way. You know, you do this for me, I'll do that for you. It's like, no. Everybody needs to stand in their essence and say what they really need. You know, reasonably. You know, what you want may be a completely different thing. But if you stand in your essence and say, look, this is what's fair and right, this is what I need to be okay with this, then the other person can decide whether they're going to participate that way or not. And if they're not, then it's your choice to say, go take a flying leap, I'm not going to participate. It's your choice, okay? There's no room for victimhood here anymore. You've got to stand in your essence, shine your light. And if you're not sure how to do that, pick up the phone and call in and we'll deal with it. We've still got 20 minutes. So we've got time for callers to kind of talk about what's been going on. But you may be at the point where you can't talk about it. And I mean, I reached that point yesterday where I said, if I get one more phone call, I'm going to scream at somebody. I just don't want to hear anymore. It was like, enough, you know, it's like, take a deep breath, deal with your problems, you know, because it becomes too much if you're taking on everybody else's stuff. And, you know, those of us that have family and friends that depend on us, we're like, okay, I'm going to try to help you. I'm going to do everything that I can to help you. But you reach that certain point where you go, I can't do this anymore. You know, just leave me alone. Because you have to get rid of this stuff. You have to download it, let it drain out, whatever. You've got to get it out of your system so that you don't become bogged down. Now, other than the grounding, there's another thing that you can do, which is cutting the cords. This is something that I do every day in the shower. And it's very simple. Doesn't matter how you say this, it just matters that you have the visualization and the intent that you want to cut any cords that are attached to you or from you. Now, you may think, oh, I need my cords attached to my family. No, you don't. You really don't. You can still love them. You don't need to be attached. You're attached in other ways. Okay, we have a caller from New York. Mary, welcome to the show, Mary.
Hi.
Hi. What's going on in your life, Mary?
I just saw something on Facebook and decided to take a chance and place a call.
Oh, awesome. Okay. So what's going on in your life? What are you feeling with these energy shifts?
I'm dealing with a whole lot. Just in general, I had several deaths in my family and so many changes. You have no idea. So
Oh, wow.
I just, I'm coming from a different place. Lots of changes, work, home, family, relationship.
Wow. You know, there's a stress scale. It's called the Holmes-Rahe stress scale. And with what you just told me, I would say that you really need to nurture yourself as much as you can while you're dealing with all this stuff. Because those many stressors coming at you all at once can knock you off balance really, really quickly. So it's going to be real important for you to do your grounding exercise and, you know, cut the cords and allow yourself some time to rest. Can you take some time just for yourself every week?
I try to. Doesn't always happen, but if I make it a priority, maybe I can.
It's really important right now because the energies are so intense. And, you know, I feel the energies. I pretty much know before anybody's got it listed out there what's going on because I'm sensitive to the energies. But there are different types of energies hitting us right now. And so the normal support that we would normally have from the universe and from Mother Earth is kind of cattywampus, you know. It's not, it's not there in the way that we're used to getting it. We're being asked to step up and deal with everything from a much higher level that we're not used to. And we're all kind of going, whoa, what do I do now? You know, it's kind of like that old show, Quantum Leap, you know, where the guy leaps into somebody different and he never knows when it's going to happen or what's going to happen. And it's like, wow, you know, you might find yourself kind of spinning and going, what do I do now? So if you take that time, even if it's just, you know, half an hour or an hour a day, if you can't get more time away for yourself, just take a little bit of time and nurture yourself, you know, and really ask your body, what is it that you need in order to be able to function in a better manner, you know, in a manner that's going to take you through all of these stresses that you've got. And your body will tell you, you know, my body told me the other day, you know what, you should be doing protein shakes, you know, with these organic sprouted proteins. You know, quit eating, just do the protein shakes. And I went, you know what, I like that. You know? So I guess the question is, Mary, what's your body saying to you?
Well, I know that I'll give in to sleep, you know, and I think that's something I generally don't do. So I'll have to really be more conscious of it, I guess. But I have been, if I get tired, I usually just will go to bed as opposed to staying up and trying to fit more into the, you know, my busy day.
Oh, that's good. Are you grounding and connecting before you go to bed?
I would say no.
Okay, I was just reminded.
Maybe if I make that a constant effort.
Yeah, if you email me, I'll send you the WAV file of the grounding that I do. It's extremely powerful. It was given to me by Spirit years ago. And I, for some reason, I stopped doing it. And I was just reminded last week, you know, who do you think you are? You need to be grounding and connecting. And I was like, whoa, yeah. Uh-huh. And that will help you so that you'll get the restorative sleep. And this has made a big difference in my own life because I completely forgot that. You know, I had to be reminded. So because I got reminded, I can remind you, you know.
Okay.
If you drop me a line, I'd be happy to send you the WAV file.
I certainly will.
Okay, awesome.
Did you have any
questions? Oh, okay. Well, thank you for calling in. I'm glad that you did.
Me too. Thanks a lot. Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay, we have Adam from Sedona.
Hello.
Hey, Adam. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I was just going to ask you about the grounding, but I think that you actually was just telling the caller before myself about that. So,
yeah,
I feel like that would be important. Sometimes I go to sleep and I'll wake up tired after, you know, I'll wake up at like something 2 in the morning or at weird times, and I'll wake up tired and it doesn't make any sense because I slept all night.
Exactly. You go to bed tired or exhausted and you wake up tired. And the grounding will really help you with that. I'll send you the WAV file on that because it's pretty simple. And like I said, once you get used to doing it, then it won't take as long because you can just visualize it. You can just go zip, 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 and you're done. But it'll take a while, you know, so you can listen to this, you know, and do the grounding. And it will allow you to stay in your body. And, you know, you can also ask for protection. I found I really have to ask for protection because I got weird stuff coming at me. I always have had, you know, ever since I was a kid. But, I mean, it's like when you see like a giant otherworldly spider sitting on the ceiling looking at you, it's like, not good, you know.
Well, I can expect that. Yeah, especially as of lately, it just seems like they're, with the thinning of the veils, if you will, like it's just becoming, you know, like it's just easier to be swayed if you're not grounded. It's like,
yes.
It's like if you're a puppet and someone is pulling the strings, you know, like it's just a game and you're the puppet. So.
Yeah, exactly. And when you've got a lot of stress going on in your life, it's very easy to forget these things. And, you know, like, I mean, I even forgot, and I've taught people how to do this grounding for years. And I mean, it's a solid grounding. It's better than the martial arts grounding. And it's like, you know, this is so powerful. And yet here I was not doing it. And I was exhausted going to bed and, you know, exhausted when I woke up and feeling bad and had no energy. And I could barely walk there for quite some time. And now I'm like, oh, I'm doing okay, you know. Getting some rest back. We all need to restore ourselves, and sleep is when we do it. And if you don't do these things and allow the body to heal, then, you know, illness will come. And I can't tell you how many people, you know, they tell me, oh, you know, I can't sleep, and, you know, they've got major insomnia going on, and then after a while, pretty soon they're sick. So yeah.
It just like taxes your system, creates imbalances. Before you know it, you're just sitting there staring at a plant, you know, or a lamp at the wall, and it's not a good thing. Yeah,
unless you have weird things like I do, I get to stare at. So I'll send you that file. Anybody that's interested in having that, let me remind you, please do just drop me a line. You can get to my email from my BBS radio page. Or you can just write this down now. It's dr.valerienmd@gmail.com. So that's dr.valerienmd, which my late husband used to say stands for no money doctor, @gmail.com. And just tell me that you're interested in the grounding file, and I'll email that to you. It's very simple. And then you can make your own. It's more powerful if you do your own. But until you get used to doing it, you know, it's easier to listen to somebody else guide you through it. You usually do it when you're standing up. But you can also do it laying down and just realize that you're not actually laying in a bed in the first place. You're not actually in a room, in a house, on a planet anyway. So how do you know which way is up or down? You may think you're laying down, but actually you don't even have a body, so it doesn't matter. Okay, so you can just kind of let the roots go into deep into Mother Earth, and you'll see a difference. So thank you for calling in, Adam.
Thank you. Have a wonderful evening. Thank you, Dr.
You
Dr.
too. Keller. You too. And we have Angela from Pennsylvania. Hi, Angela. Welcome to the show.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm doing better. You know, I'm getting sleep. How are you doing?
I'm hanging in there. Thank you.
Good. What can I help you
better?
With?
I have stuff coming up next week, and I just wanted to know if you have any suggestions on how to have it turn out for the best, I guess.
Yeah, first of all, do the grounding. Make sure you're grounded really well when you go to sleep, and also before you have any meeting. You know, before you have to do anything that's important, you want to make sure you're grounded and connected and that your heart is open. Because if you can operate from an open heart standpoint, then whatever happens is going to be for the best for everyone. And it's very difficult to do that unless you're grounded. Because when you're grounded with this grounding I'm talking about, and again, just drop me an email. I'll send you the WAVE file. When you do this grounding, you're going to send out a beam of hot pink love right from your heart directly into the heart of God itself. And then it's going to go out into all of the hearts in creation, including whoever you've got to deal with. And so when you're operating on that basis, you're going to have truth come through and light. And ask for truth and light to be in the situation.
Okay.
And, you know, nobody has to blame anybody. Nobody has to, you know, try to do anything different. It's just, you know, just honestly communicate from the heart. And that's when you can have miracles of healing happen.
Okay.
So that's your big chance.
Okay. Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does. It does. I'll try my best to do that. So.
Yeah, I know it's hard, but if you stay centered, you know, practice this grounding thing, and stay centered, and it will be much easier. You'll be amazed. And I can tell you one of the... I'm sorry, what?
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say that, you know, I've done this and then asked for the Holy Spirit to go before me or for my highest self to speak through me. And sometimes stuff comes out of my mouth that I have no idea where that came from. Well, I know where it came from, but it's like, you know, stuff comes out and it's the perfect thing that I never would have thought of.
Okay.
Because it's coming from the higher self, you know. And so if you allow that, it can be magical. I mean, stuff happens that is perfect. So you cut the crap and you basically avoid a lot of the pitfalls and, you know, it just makes whatever's supposed to happen quicker is the best way I can explain it.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You bet. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Okay, so that was really nice to have callers call in. Thank you so much, callers. You know, really, this show is here to help you. And so it does my heart good, you know, when I can help anybody. Because that's why I started this show, and that's why the guys that own this station started this station. It's all about, hey, we know we're here to help each other, so let's do it. And so we do. So it really is heartwarming to be able to, you know, hopefully take some of these experiences and, you know, help somebody else to avoid the pitfalls. Because, boy, howdy, let me tell you, I've been there. As a friend of mine said, boy, you could sure pick them, couldn't you? I was like, yeah, I was really good at picking crazy men to have relationships with. You know, what's that about? And, you know, so I've been there, done that, you know. I'm not perfect by any means. I can tell you that I've been through the mill more times than I would care to recall, I think. So for anybody who's out there feeling like, oh, man, I'm overwhelmed, you know, just drop me an email, and I'll be glad to help you if I can. And, you know, sometimes you just need a fresh perspective. And, you know, I've found that, you know, if you've got the tunnel vision because you're so locked in because of all the stuff that's going on in your life and you just can't see a way out of it, sometimes all you need is that one little chink in the wall, you know, where somebody pokes a hole through and shines a flashlight and says, hello, anybody in there? And, you know, then you can have a conversation and you can see things from a little bit different angle and not take things quite so personally. And not think that your life is going to be over. You know, stuff happens, we go on. That's just the way it is. And so, yeah, bad stuff's going to happen. Good stuff's going to happen too. But why is it we only remember the bad? You know, there's good stuff that happens. It's really amazing. So, you know, try to think of some of the good stuff. Anyway, again, for anybody who wants a copy of that grounding wave file, drop me an email. I'll email it to you. It really is quite easy to do. Anybody can do it. Even if you're bedbound, you can do this. Because remember I said, you're not actually laying on a bed. You don't actually have a body anyway. So all you got to do is just visualize this stuff happening, and it happens no matter what position you're in. You can be upside down. It doesn't matter. You know, it's still going to happen. And I can tell you that it is approved by my cat. The Princess Sasha, she absolutely loves this grounding. And I've had to do it for her a couple times over the last couple of days and just pick her up in my arms and do it because she has been upset. I'm quite happy that she's quiet right now because the last couple of days she's been hollering throughout the day. I've been going, oh, my God, what is wrong with you? And it's just these energies. See, it affects our animals too. So if your animals are more nervous and they're acting kind of wonky, yeah, they're going through it too. You know, do the grounding exercise while you're holding them. They'll appreciate it. Okay, so now we're getting to the top of the hour here. So I thank everybody for calling in, and I hope this has helped. And I'd like to mention that the show is sponsored by starlights.com and alternativecancer.us. And these are friends of mine. They're good people, and they really, really care. They want to help. So if you're dealing with the big C, or someone you know is, please go on to that alternativecancer.us and check that out. You can call them up. You know, they'd be happy to point you in the right direction. And if you want some fun stuff to purchase, go over to starlights.com. There's lots of interesting things there. And, you know, you might want to check into not only the meditation CDs, but look for things that are binaural or isochiral, isochronic type stuff, because that is going to help you to calm down when nothing else works. So that will do things for you. You'd be surprised. Okay, so thank you so much for tuning in. And as usual, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night.